Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you can tell I've been gone, right? You can tell I've been gone. But thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, I know that there are some people who's going to take a little time to ramp back up to the show, and that's fine. And there are some people right now who are in and joining the show, and I appreciate you guys for listening in today as well. Now, I see there are even more people joining the show right now, and welcome, guys. Before I get started in the show, I appreciate all the well wishes that have been coming in for me over the past week or so, and just a little update on what's been going on with me. I've been down for a little over a week. I had surgery on last Tuesday, not yesterday, but last Tuesday. Well, I guess last Tuesday was yesterday. Okay, the Tuesday before last, I had surgery, and I came through surgery well. Okay. My surgery went great. My doctor said I did perfect, and things, I guess, you know, that, I mean, I didn't watch, but, he said that everything went according to plan. So actually I feel great. My incisions are healing very well. I don't have any pain in the areas that I had the incisions. And I guess to make a long story short, I'm doing great. Okay. Now, I want to tell you guys, anyone, I'm over 50 now. And if you are over 50 or coming up on 50, I encourage you guys to have a colonoscopy. And a colonoscopy is I don't know what you call it. It's not a surgical thing. It's a outpatient in-office thing. It's some places where they look into your colon. They go into your colon and they look around looking for what they call polyps. Okay. And if they find polyps, there are some that they can snip away and take out. And then there are some that they can't. And I had 3 polyps when I went and had my colonoscopy, and 2 of them they were able to get. 1 of them they weren't able to get. So I had to have it surgically removed. So what I'm saying is, if you have a colonoscopy, or you should get one, and, you know, make sure that everything's okay with you. You may not have any. You may have a few. They may be able to get all of them. They may not be able to get all of them, which is what my case was. And of course, I had to have surgery to have the last one removed. It was a little too big for them to get with the scope. So they had to go in, cut out part of my colon, reattach it, and close me back up, so to speak. And again, I had no problems from that. I'm doing great. I'm in full recovery mode, and things are going well. And the polyps were non-cancerous. So the polyps are what causes colon cancer. Okay, the polyps are what causes colon cancer. And you have heard of people having colon cancer, and that comes from a non-screening for colon cancer. So I encourage everyone, once you're 50, to go and have your colon screening. And, you know, your insurance company will pay, and because they don't want you to go on with those polyps. It causes colon cancer, and then they have to pay for you to go through all this treatment for colon cancer. Can be fatal. Colon cancer can be fatal. So I encourage you guys again to get your colon screening. It's not a big deal. And I'm very happy that I did it. And I'm very, very happy, extremely happy that the polyps that they found in my colon were non-cancerous. And I wanted to go ahead and have the surgery done and get it out of there, and so that it wouldn't cause any problems down the road. Okay. But again, guys, I am doing great. And again, I appreciate your well wishes. All of them people that have been contacting me and asking me how I'm doing. I'm doing great. Now I'm back up on the show, and here we go. I'm ready. I'm excited to be back with you guys. I wanted to come back on yesterday, but you know, with my surgery, the doctor told me, Frank, you need to walk, man. The best thing to do is to walk. So after my surgery, I get home and I take a walk up, you know, through my neighborhood and come back. Then I walk the next day through my neighborhood, come back, and I start having a pain in my foot, my right foot. I'm like, golly, I just had surgery. Now I got, you know, something else going wrong. So I woke up the next morning and my foot swollen a little bit on the top side and the side of my right foot. Now I go to my foot doctor. Okay, I got a great foot doctor up here in Marietta. And he comes in and immediately he says, "Ah, you've got gout." I'm like, what the hell? Gout? You never had no gout, man. What you talking about? He said, "Yeah, that's gout." He said, "It usually comes from gout flare-ups come from surgery and this and that." And I'm like, "Ah, okay. I just had surgery last Tuesday." And he was like, "Well, that's it." So then I had to get, you know, he shot me up twice with some kind of, what do you call it? I don't know what. Cortisone. He gave me 2 cortisone shots, and my foot's doing better, but I'm still having a little problem walking. So I still got to stay down. Okay, I still got to stay down, and it's driving me crazy because I want to do stuff. I mean, I'm feeling great from my surgery, but now my foot's hurting, so I can't, you know, do some of the things that I want to do. But I guess I have to follow their directions and just, you know, take it easy over the next couple of days. But it's driving me up the wall. So I said, I need to get on the show because at least that'll help me kill an hour or so of my time. And I don't know what I'm going to do the rest of the day. But, I mean, I can drive. I can go places and do things. But, you know, it's hard for me to do a good easy walk. You know, I'm limping terribly, but I guess it's all good. I'll be okay in a couple of days, I hope. Keep your hands together for me and keep praying for me, and again, keep me in your prayers for everything. I really need it, and but I'm going to be okay. Again, get your colon thing done once you approach 50 or you're at 50 or you're above 50 now and you haven't had it. Please, guys, please. I just say it without remorse, is to get it done and, you know, find out. It's better to catch it at an early stage than it is at a later stage, right? So, please take care of yourselves, and again, I'm stoked. It feels like a weight off my shoulder because I was hesitant about having it done because of, you know, it possibly being, you know, cancer there. But once I had it done and they tested the polyps and they said they were whatever you call it, benign or whatever. I don't know if that's the word for it, but they were not cancerous. So that's all I wanted to hear, right? You know, I couldn't care less if they were big, small, up and down, sideways, green, yellow, blue. I don't care. If it wasn't cancerous, that's what I wanted to hear. And that's what I heard, and that's the great thing about it. So I don't want that for you as well. I want you to go through and come out and say, "Hey, Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, we found some polyps, but they're all non-cancerous." And again, so weight lifted off my shoulder, and I'm doing great. Except for my foot, it's all good. So let's get on with the show, okay? Let's see. It's 46 degrees right now in the ATL, and we're looking at a sunny day with a high of 75 today. It was a beautiful day on yesterday. I sure did wanted to cookout yesterday. I mean, sit out back and just relax. And I can do that. But when I got home from doing all my running around from the foot doctor and all that kind of jazz, I just really didn't feel like it. Okay, so I just came in and took it easy. But maybe today is going to be a different day. Okay, the pollen, I know the pollen's high outside, but the pollen doesn't really bother me. I don't know about you, but it doesn't really bother me too much. It bothers my little girl quite a bit, but she's doing good this year. And so I you know, if you come by the house and you see the house, no, you see smoke coming from the back of the house, don't worry about it. It's just me out back grilling a little bit. And one of my neighbors who he's retired dentist or something like that, he walks a lot. And I was up in back out back one day, and I turned and I looked, and he was standing at the back of my house, you know, near the backyard. And I was like, hey, how you doing? I thought he had a problem, but he said, I was just checking you out. It looked like the house was on fire. I say, man, get out of here. I'm just back here cooking. I'm just back here cooking. And he was like, it sure does smell good. Okay, it doesn't smell like the house is on fire, does it? It smells like I'm cooking. What he really wanted was a piece of rib or something. That's what I figured. He really wanted a piece of rib or something. And I would have offered it to him, but it wasn't ready. I'm still cooking. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. I that's what I'm going to do today. Y'all talk me into it. Y'all twisted my arm and talk me into it. So I'm gonna cook a little bit today. And so, anyway, we got 75 degrees today is our high. Sunny skies is 59 right now. And tomorrow is going to be thunderstorms and 71 degrees. So the rain is coming in tonight. And it's going to rain all day tomorrow. And again on Friday. Friday the high is going to be 75. But over the next few days, if you can take advantage of today, do that. And if not, you won't get another chance until Saturday. And Saturday we're going to have sunny skies and 71 degrees. Spring is here, okay? Spring is here. And we like it like that, right? At least I do. Today's show is entitled, I'm screwing up. You can tell this is my first day back, but I'm doing okay. Today's word of the day is sidereal. S-I-D-E-R-E-A-L. Sidereal is an adjective, and it means of or relating to stars or constellations. The second meaning is measured by the apparent motion of the stars. Sidereal. Okay? And that's our word of the day. Now, today's episode is entitled, do you know the differences between a road, an avenue, a parkway, a street, a lane, a highway, all that kind of stuff? Do you guys know the differences between that? And I you know, I really don't. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. I really don't, and that's why I wanted to do this show today, is to not only educate myself, but to educate you guys on what's the differences between a street, a road, an avenue, a parkway, and that kind of jazz. Why do they call it, you know, why do they call my street Oak Leaf Lane? Why do they call your street Sigmund Road? Why do they call this street Freedom Parkway? Why do they call it, you know? So here they are. A road has no special qualifiers, okay? It connects point A to point B. That's a road. A street connects buildings together, usually a city, usually east to west, opposite of an avenue, okay? An avenue runs north and south. avenues and streets may be used interchangeably for directions, usually has a median. And a median is, you know, something that a median is something that separates north and southbound traffic. Maybe a little piece of concrete, maybe even be a grassy area. A boulevard. A boulevard is a street with trees down the middle or on both sides. Okay? That's a boulevard. A boulevard is a street with trees down the middle or on both sides. That's interesting, right? A lane, which is what I live on, is a narrow street, usually lacking a median. I don't have a median on my street. My street's not really narrow, but maybe you can say that. I don't know. A drive is a private winding road. See, one day I'm going to have a drive, and it's going to be Frank Williams Drive. And, I'm me and my kids and my family are the only ones that are going to live on this drive. Okay, it's a private winding road. That's a drive. A way is a small out-of-the-way road. Okay, a court usually ends in a cul-de-sac or similar little loop. Okay, now I live in a cul-de-sac, but it's not just my street. Okay, if it was just one street with a cul-de-sac, then that would be a court. But I got a lot of streets off in my subdivision. A plaza or a square is usually a wide open space, but in modern definitions, one of the above probably fits better for a plaza as a road. A terrace is a raised flat area around a building. When used for a road, it probably better fits one of the above. A run is usually located near a stream or other small body of water. Okay, that's a run. Some people live in, I think I have a friend that lives on the lake, and their street is a run. Something White Oak Run or something like that. And is usually located near a stream or other small body of water. It's not a small body of water, but I guess that's it. A place is similar to a court or close, usually a short, skinny, dead-end road with or without cul-de-sac, sometimes P-shaped. A bay is a small road where both ends link to the same connecting road. A trail is usually in or near a wooded area. A highway is a major public road, usually for cities. A motorway is similar to a highway, with the term more common in New Zealand, the UK, and Australia. No stopping, no pedestrians, or animal traffic allowed. An interstate is a highway system connecting multiple states, although some exist with no connections. That's in the state. A turnpike, which is usually in Florida, places like that. Well, I've only seen turnpike in Florida, but I'm not a big traveler. But a turnpike is part of a highway and usually has a toll, often located close to a city or commercial area. A freeway is part of a highway with two or more lanes on each side. No tolls, sometimes termed expressway. No intersections or cross streets. A parkway is a major public road, usually decorated, sometimes part of a highway, has traffic lights. Okay? So a row. I used to live on a row. Ivy Point Row is a street with a continuous line of close together houses, on one or both sides, usually serving a specific function like a fraternity. Okay. And those, it was called Ivy Point Row. And I lived on the corner, and it my house wasn't close to the next house. There was a thing in between our houses, but on down through the subdivision, you know, these houses were close. I mean, they was as close as they could be, you know, as close as the as allowed for a house to be to the next. You know, they wanted to put as many houses in there as they could, use all the land and use it as much as they could. So they were close together. They were nice homes, but they were close together. And we didn't like that after a while, and we got out of there and found us a better place with more privacy. A beltway is a highway surrounding an urban area. Crossing is where two roads meet. An alley is a narrow path or road between buildings, sometimes connect streets, not always drivable. A point usually dead ends at a hill. Okay. And there's more and more and more and more and more. I mean, you got all kinds of stuff. A drive is shortened from a driveway, not a driveway itself. Usually in a neighborhood connects several houses. All right. So it's a lot of stuff here that, you know, I didn't know. Maybe you did, but I didn't. Maybe I helped you guys with some of that. But you can go to this site I'm on is called m.reddit.com, and they have all the meanings on here for road, parkways, streets, highways, all that stuff. That's where you can go and check it out. Maybe it won't be for you, but maybe you can share it with your kids and they'll understand why this is called a drive, a road, or a boulevard. And so, you know, again, that's what I want to share with you guys. And I appreciate, again, all the well wishes that have come in to me. I appreciate you guys contacting me, asking me how I'm doing. Again, I'm doing well, and except for my foot, but it'll get better in a couple of days. And I'm just feeling around. No one wants me to do anything. They don't want me to lift anything or do anything strenuous. And, you know, I don't want to do anything strenuous, but I do want to do something. Okay? So I've been playing with pictures and video and stuff like that, which is driving me crazy. And paying bills and things like that, trying to get all caught up. My daughter's graduating in May. I'm trying to get her all set up for her graduation. She's graduating from Berry College in May, and trying to get that together. So I got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm doing okay. So if you know someone, you know me, and you know someone that knows me, let them know that I'm doing great, and I'm doing well. That's all the time I have today. I'll talk to you guys on tomorrow. I will have a show tomorrow, and I'm doing great. So let's party a little bit on the way out. Hey, guys, I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you.